AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Cleveland officials have announced administrative discipline for 13 police officers involved in a 137-shot barrage that killed two unarmed people after a high-speed chase. This is Police Commander James Churup.
One supervisor was terminated. Two supervisors were demoted in rank. Nine supervisors were suspended from duty for a period of 3 to 30 days.
Patrolman Michael Brillo was acquitted of manslaughter charges in May for having fired the last 15 shots during the incident. Despite a report of gunshots this morning at the Naval Medical Center in San Diego, no gunman has been found.
We've done an initial sweep and again have found nothing. We're on a secondary sweep now, and we're now extracting people out of the building in a safe and orderly fashion.
That's Navy spokesman Captain Kurt Jones. School officials say a lockdown has ended and classes have resumed. In Iowa today, there is nonstop campaigning by the presidential candidates. Senator Bernie Sanders is urging supporters to get to the caucuses on Monday.
I think we stand a real chance to create a large voter turnout. I doubt that it will be as high as 2008, wish it was, but I don't think it will be. But I think it will be high enough for us to win here.
For Senator Ted Cruz, the campaign is all about drawing the line between himself and Donald Trump with evangelical voters.
When have you stood up and fought for the right to life? What have you actually done to defend the right to life? Don't tell me on a campaign trail that today you're suddenly pro-life. Show me how you walk the walk.
Earlier today, Trump told ABC he believes Cruz is nervous about the caucuses that will be held on Monday. A sheriff's deputy in New Orleans was shot 5 times early today by a suspect in a drug raid. Police say the suspect will now be charged with attempted first-degree murder. On Wall Street, a rally underway. The Dow Jones Industrial Average now up by 270 points. This is AP Radio News. Temperatures are rising in the east where folks are still coping with snow.
3 days after the giant blizzard, New York City is still digging out, but much of normal life, or normal life surrounded by giant snow piles, has returned. Subways, buses, and commuter railroads have resumed normal schedules, with one glaring exception. PATH train service between New York and New Jersey is suspended for snow removal. The drifts along the tracks are as high as 16 feet. Snow plows and front-end loaders are finally arriving in outlying areas that haven't seen them since early in the storm, if at all. City schools and most suburban systems are open. Warren Levinson, New York.
J.P. Morgan Chase says it will install new ATMs later this year that will allow customers to withdraw cash or initiate other transactions simply by using their cell phone rather than their cards. The move would include new cash machines that don't require a card and upgrades to existing machines that will allow customers to withdraw more money and in different denominations. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.